Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I'm so glad you tuned in. That was the incomparable Babby Mason singing Trust His Heart. That's what this week's series is about, trusting God's heart. Trusting that the Lord loves you. Trusting in His Word. Believing His Word. When His Word says that you are His beloved. And that all things work together for good for them that love God. Can you trust Him? Can you trust the Lord even when you're going through a storm? Even when you're going through a trial? Even when it seems like you are in the fiery furnace all by yourself? Can you trust His heart? Can you trust your Heavenly Father? Well, several weeks ago, we were talking, discussing, contemplating Psalm 55:22, which reads, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." We looked at that during the week of August the 9th through August the 13th. Last week, we were looking at 1 Peter 5:7. "Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and He shall do what? Cast all your cares upon Him." Why should you cast your cares upon the Lord? Why? Why should you cast all your care upon Him? Because, Peter replies, He careth for you. This week, our key text is to be found in Psalm 127, verse 2. In Psalm 127, verse 2, it reads, "It is vain for you, my precious brothers and sisters, it is vain for you to rise up early in the morning. It is vain for you to sit up late. It is vain for you to eat the bread of sorrows. For so He giveth." And who is the He that is doing the giving? God. "For so He giveth His beloved sleep." God gives you sleep. Why you? Well, because you are His beloved. You are His beloved children. And that's the title of this week's series. The Lord gives His beloved sleep. Have you been staying up late at night worrying? Have you been getting up early in the morning and the first thing on your mind is worry? My question to you is why? Why are you worrying so much? God's remedy for your worries is a good night's sleep. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we give You thanks and we praise Your name, because indeed You are worthy to be praised. "Great is the Lord," said the psalmist, "and greatly to be praised." We praise You, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that right now You would bless us with this third study on how we should cast our cares upon You. We should trust in Your heart, as Babby Mason sang. Trust in Your heart. Trust that You love us. Trust that You have never stopped loving us. Trust that You love us more than we love ourselves. Trust that You have everything under control. Bless us, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you recall, Psalm 55 was a psalm written by David. A psalm written by David, the sweet psalmist of Israel. He is the first in this series that tells us to cast our burden upon the Lord, because he is able to bear your burden and my burden, and he will never suffer us to be embarrassed. He who is our Heavenly Father doth duly care for his children and never suffers them defeat. Never. The psalmist put it this way: he shall never, ever, ever suffer the righteous to be moved. That is the witness, that is the testimony of David. He will never, ever, ever permit, tolerate, allow you to be taken out on a stretcher. You don't ever have to worry about that. He, the Lord, your God, your Heavenly Father, will never permit it, never allow it. That shall never happen to you and to me. That was David, a man who could testify to that, and his testimony is true. Last week we looked at Peter. Peter's writing to a group of people who are undergoing severe trials. These are the people of God. These are Christians who are being marginalized and persecuted because they are followers of Jesus. And Peter says, despite your fiery trial, despite your circumstances, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God loves you. So he invites you to take your mess, your problems, your anxieties, and place them on his broad shoulders. So we have the testimony of David. We have the testimony of Peter. Two men who not only encourage us to do so, but their life history informs us that they know what they're talking about. For how many times did God spare David? How many times did God spare Peter? So many. So these men wrote about, testified of things they knew and experienced firsthand. This psalm is a psalm of Solomon. So we have a psalm of David, Psalm 55. We have an epistle of Peter, 1 Peter. And now we have a psalm of Solomon, Psalm 127. In this psalm of Solomon, is known for mainly writing proverbs. Solomon writes this song, and it is a didactic. It is a teaching song. I love songs that teach. There are so many songs in the church today that make no sense. So many songs that are sung by worship teams and worship leaders and choirs and groups that make absolutely no biblical sense. Songs that teach nothing. This Song of Solomon teaches so much. And what is the main teaching in this psalm? Here it is, if you're taking notes. This Psalm of Solomon teaches that the defense of our person, the success in our affairs, depends upon God's blessings. I'm going to say it again. In this psalm, which is five short verses. What does it teach? First and foremost, it teaches that the defenses of our person, in other words, God comes to our defense. Your defense, my defense, your protection, my protection, and your success and my success in the affairs of our current lives depends upon God's blessings. Now, when you look at the life of Job, Satan said to God, you know, Job does worship you, one, because you have blessed him, and two, because you protect him. Job doesn't worship you for naught. Job is not a stupid man. Job worships and serves you with good reason. You have blessed the works of his hands, and you have built around him a hedge of protection which insulates him from all of my attacks. Well, that's basically what Solomon is saying here in Psalm 127. We are so blessed, and we are so protected, and these blessings and these protections come from the God who loves us. That's the main teaching of Psalm 127. Let's read it. It begins by saying, except the Lord build the house, labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. This is our verse. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late. To do what? Why are you rising up early? Why are you sitting up late? For this one reason, to eat the bread of sorrows. Why are you doing that? For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Solomon says, listen, why are you worried about your enterprise? Why are you worried about whether you will succeed? Why are you worried about whether you will be defeated? He says, go take a nap. Go sleep. God does not want you to be robbed of your sleep. He's giving you sleep. Take advantage of it. Verse 3, lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. My focus this week is in verse number 2. So many of God's people are allowing their circumstances to cause them to cut their sleep short. So many, now I get it. You may have to rise up early because your job starts at 6. I get it. If your job starts at 6, yeah, you better get up early. But a lot of saints are getting up early not because their work starts at 6 or they need to leave the house by 6. Many saints are getting up early because anxieties and tribulations and mental anguish is robbing them of their sleep. Not only are many rising up early, but others are staying up late. They can't fall asleep. Why? Because they're sitting at the kitchen table and there's these mountain of bills. Or they're worried about something that they perceive is coming down the pike. And so either they're getting up early or they're going to bed late at night. And either way, their sleep is being reduced. Solomon says, don't you know that you are his beloved? And to his beloved, God gives them sleep. In other words, Solomon is saying, don't let your problems rob you of a nap, of a good night's sleep. You know, we have an old saying, sleep on it. You have a decision to make? Don't make it now. Sleep on it. Solomon would have you sleep on the fact that God wants you to get a good night's sleep. In other words, don't worry about anything. He's got everything under control. Now, very rarely do I play a song twice in a broadcast, very rarely. But I want to replay Babbie Mason's song entitled Trust His Heart. Listen to the lyrics. This is an educational song. This song will teach you and give you biblical reasons why you should trust in God and not worry about anything. Because if you read the Bible through and through, if you read the Bible through and through, there's one thing you can trust, and that is God's heart. He loves you. He loves me. He loves his people. And this is why the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, there is not a thing that can separate you and I from the love of God. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless you. Don't forget the prayer meeting tonight at 6:55 p.m. Looking forward to having all of you on the line this evening as we pray for revival. God bless you.
Thank you. King.